Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're gonna play on and stand strong with Jolo and Jims. Turn the game on. Pump up the volume. It's time to play ball. Jolo and Jims. Turn the game on.
Total cosmic convergence. Jolo and Dibs, championship rounds, 95-7 the game. Game 5, Rockets, 7:30 p.m. tonight, right here on 95-7 the game. We've also got a Wu-Tang Wednesday, a Warrior Wednesday, which is brought to you by Freedman's Appliance, a trust name of the Bay Area since 1922. Two key themes to today's program. Number one, we do this 4, 5, maybe 6 times a year. This is a hype show. All right, it is a hype show. We are fixated on Game 5 tonight. Also, shout out the Sharkies, minus 140 favorites. Game 7 tonight. They only play Game 7s. That's it. What's the phrase?
Wake me for Game 7.
Wake me for Game 7. The rest is just details. Shout out the Sharks. Shout out Mike Fiers for the no-hitter last night. Second of his career. 300th no-hitter in Major League Baseball history. But all due respect, we have got a Game 5 to focus on tonight. The Rockets are in town. This is not the Clippers. This is the Rockets. It's all hands on deck. So it's a hype show, but it's also a puke and rally show. We puked yesterday coming off Game 4, had a beer last night. We're rallying today in preparation for Game 5. How's everybody feeling? We've had 3 hours to work through a lot of emotions. We had 4 hours yesterday to work through a lot of emotions. How you feeling heading into the night?
Feeling great. Feeling confident. The news about Andre Iguodala is pretty good. The word is he'll be probable, which I believe means he will play as you would expect him to. I'm excited about Klay Thompson having a bounce back game. Steph Curry offensively looks to have finally kind of joined the fray in Game 4. And you got KD, who's playing unbelievably effective, especially when he has to take games over. I'm feeling very confident about tonight's game.
What's the mindset for you, Lo, heading into tonight?
Well, I think the mindset is very simple. It's win or go home. You understand that this game is going to be a very, very crucial game for both ball clubs. And the Rockets are at in their hotel listening to what we're talking about. Dubs are driving in wherever they're at, listening as well, the billions of listeners. And they understand the winner of this game more than likely is going to win the series. And the Warriors at home, they got a whole serve and they got a whole court. And tonight needs to be domination. The Rockets understand, hey, we're not going to change anything. The Warriors understand they're not going to change anything. The Warriors understand that the Rockets are going to come out and they're going to play physical. They understand they're going to try to beat them up. They're going to try to get them to play at a slower tempo, try to game tempo, try to control what they've been doing, control the narrative. They want to keep it close, try to steal it. That's their narrative. The Warriors understand that and saying, guys, we have to control tempo. We have to push the ball down the court, and then once we push it across, then we move the ball around, let the ball move, do the things that we've done that got us here. Remember what got us here. This is about us going out there. Let's make sure we control the boards. Let's box out. Let's pay attention to details. Let's take care of the small things. Everyone's trying to tear us apart. Not tonight. Tonight, it's not going down like that. We're going to play at a high tempo. We're going to do what we do best, and that's win.
Anna, where are you at mentally?
I am much more confident today than I was yesterday, just kind of remembering who this team is. I think they're going to come out more focused. I think they're going to come out with just a fire in their belly, basically just ready to go. So I think the Warriors are going to come out there, and I feel really confident going.
NBA champ Matt Bullard is going to join us in a couple minutes. Chris Haynes at 9:35. I'm excited, as Guru would say. Saw Guru and Steinmetz during the break. Dour would be a word I would use. Dour, synonymous with gloomy. Went in there trying to figure out where you at. Both of them just give me this look. Then Guru starts telling me about Stephen A. Smith and how he hopes to meet him tonight.
Right.
I turned around.
Right.
I left.
Yeah, when we were in there, they were going off. Oh, Joe's. Yeah, they were both saying, yeah, what is Joe? Joe's all cheering. What?
Game Guru's, 5 tonight. You can't get excited for this. Probably should find a new line of work. I'm not talking about those two.
You should
I'm talking
be.
About the fan
base. And Steiny, they're in there.
Well, no, they're
man.
Serious. They're prepping.
Listen, they're locking in. What are you saying? I'm like, come on. The guy's going to go out there and Clay's going to play well.
Yeah, don't miss today at 10, 15 reasons why the dynasty ends tonight. That's coming up. It's a ball of laughs in there. I tell you what.
Was I right in my word of dour? Did you also pop in and see that?
I think dour is giving him the benefit of the doubt. Up at 10 o'clock, you can judge for yourselves as Steiny and Guru take to the airwaves. I understand them being, you know, a little bit more reserved because they do have to pace themselves. They're on the air, I believe, at 5:30.
Big day.
Yeah, they got the
big
pre-game.
They got 2 hours. Come on, they don't got to pace themselves. Let them go.
Coach, you do 2 hours, then you're off for five. Then you got to come back, and they do the Warriors pregame show ahead of Tim Roy. So they do have a pretty long day as compared to us. We get off at 10, and it's all, you know, pre-partying and how am I getting to the game.
Got to meet the boss.
I need a mimosa.
Do you know what? They are so fired up that they wouldn't even come in there. And Dibs and I said, go in there. They wouldn't even come in. I'm like,
Steiny and Goo. Doors open.
Thank you.
Doors open for everyone in the building today.
Thank you, Joe. They want to come
within
in.
Within reason.
Say,
there are a bunch of you that your opinions, just keep them outside.
Me and Dibs said,
but
go
for
in
the
there
people with good opinions, come on in.
Steiny, did we not tell Steiny?
Yeah, you know
go
what? We'll
in.
Bring him in. We'll bring him in. It's going to be open door policy in the final hour. Not right now because we are going to have a guest. So, and at 9:35 as well. And also bet 162 at the end. I got to give out today's
you
loser.
You better.
But we will go open door policy. I will say this. I'm still waiting to hear back from the Warriors. I reached out. I'm still waiting patiently about the toaster policy regarding tonight's game. There better be a toaster down on that court during warmups. You're trying to bust Klay Thompson out of a slump. He sees the toaster. He smiles. He laughs. He realizes, hey, it's not so bad. Suddenly he has a hot night and the toaster gets the credit. And us for pushing that narrative. And the kid, whatever his name was, that actually had him sign that thing 2 years ago. I think his name was Ronnie. We had him on the show. Nice,
right.
Nice guy.
What are you toasting?
Nothing.
Nothing. Just
nothing.
Just
let him see the toaster. So he looks at that and he goes, I remember when I signed a toaster. And he laughs. And then he goes out and he lights up the Rockets tonight.
Toast Chris Paul's draws because he's going to be drunk.
A very odd thing to say. Who puts draws in a toaster?
No, it's a.
Thankfully, we have to go to the phones. NBA champion and former Houston Rockets big man. Check him out now as a terrific NBA color analyst on AT&T Sportsnet in Houston. Matt Bullard joining Jolo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Matt, welcome to the show. Our apologies for what you just had to listen to. Just pretend like it never happened. Houston at Golden State, Game 5. If Houston's going to steal one on the road, what do they need to have happen tonight?
They need to make sure that there's no toaster out there on the floor before the game.
Strong take.
because to me, it's these are two probably the two best teams in the NBA. This is probably the NBA Finals right now in the second round, and the Warriors and the Rockets, their defenses are very similar, but they both like to switch a lot of things, and both defenses can be very effective at limiting 3-point shots, but. To me, between these two teams, the team that is able to hit more threes is going to win this series. You know, the Rockets know that, this is the they set a record this year in the NBA of almost 52% of their field goal attempts were from the three-point line this year. So they take a lot of threes. We know that. The Warriors are a little bit more mid-range type game, but if the Warriors are able to break out of their three-point shooting slump, if Steph Curry or Klay Thompson is able to really get it rolling in Game 5, I think the Warriors then scored enough points to beat the Rockets. And in this series, I think it's whichever team, their offensive is hot, that's the team that's going to win the game.
How much is that offensive efficiency for Golden State predicated on their ability to avoid the physical nature of the Rockets' defense? It seems to me that Houston's been more physically dominant on the defensive end than the Warriors have been able to handle offensively.
Yeah, I see that too. And I think what I'm seeing is the Rockets are approaching this second round series like it's the finals. You know, like the Rockets have stated for the last couple of years that their goal is to beat the Golden State Warriors. And that's really all that they've been trying to do this whole time. And so for the Rockets, this is the finals for them. And for Golden State, maybe it's just still a second round matchup. And they know that, it takes four rounds to win an NBA championship. Obviously, the Warriors know this over their experience for the last 4 years. So it might be that the Warriors just haven't ramped up their aggressiveness, their intensity up to finals-level intensity, and the Rockets have.
When it comes down to not just the physicality, but just the mindset of both these clubs, put yourself in what both teams got to be thinking just mentally tonight. Where are you at on that?
Yeah, this is a time of year where the mental aspect of the game is so important because you've already played an 82-game marathon season and your body's already worn out from that. And now you mentally have to get your mind to overcome your body and play as hard as you possibly can. And in a situation where the pressure is really, really intense. And, you know, I played in the 90s. I played in the finals in Madison Square Garden against the Knicks. And and experiencing that pressure when you're on the floor, and it's just like a weight on your shoulders. It's almost hard to describe unless you actually feel it. And I think that's what these two teams are feeling here in this series, that the Rockets are trying so hard to get over the mountain, and the Warriors are trying so hard to hold on to their championship title, that this is really the mental part of the game where you've got to try to relax a little bit, but still play as intensely as you possibly can, and realize that every single possession in this series is hotly contested.
No question. And with that being said, how does this roll over to the coaching? All things, in my profession, it was football. It wasn't necessarily basketball. It's a different. It's win or go home in the NFL playoffs. It's not a 7-game series. But how does that translate into the coaching? All things being equal, players are going to make plays, but coaches sometimes make decisions that help determine the outcome of the game. How would that fare tonight as far as the coaching aspect?
Yeah, I think Mike D'Antoni, what he's been doing here in Houston over the last 3 years is he's been trying to make the Rockets as efficient as possible and try to eliminate as many extra movements as possible. And I know a lot of people, they say, oh, we don't like the way the Rockets play basketball. We don't like the way James Harden isolates every single time up top. But what Mike D'Antoni has done is, back in the 90s when I was playing with the Rockets, we used to bring the ball up the floor and we used to throw it into the post to Akeem Olajuwon. And then Akeem Olajuwon would go one-on-one in the post and he would draw a double team and then he'd kick it out and we'd shoot threes. Well, now what Mike D'Antoni has done is he's just given the ball to James Harden and say, James, bring it up yourself and go one-on-one, draw the double team, distort the defense, and we're going to get open threes out of that. So what Mike's been doing is trying to make everything as efficient as possible. And I think what Steve Kerr's been doing is he's realizing that his personnel and his team really likes to share the basketball. They want to move the basketball. They want to get more than 300 passes a game. They want to get that ball moving around. They want to have the guys moving around. And so it's a little bit less efficient, let's just say less efficient because there's more ball movement and all that and more parts moving. But yet the Warriors have been very successful in that, in that that's their personnel. So we've got two different styles going at it tonight. And it is kind of interesting to see how the coaches, Steve Kerr's been coaching the Warriors for quite a few years, and there's been things that happen, and Draymond goes crazy every once in a while, but I think the Rockets are a little bit more locked in, that everybody is more on the same page with the Rockets, and everybody realizes that James Harden is the guy driving the bus, and everybody's gotten in behind him.
NBA champ and former Houston Rocket Matt Bullard with us here on 95.7 The Game. James Harden and Kevin Durant have been virtually unguardable in this series. Kevin Durant, you hear about it in virtually every game from the broadcast team. So tall, so accurate, able to create his own shots, very difficult to defend. How do you go about trying to limit a player like Kevin Durant?
Yeah, I love watching Kevin Durant play because he's like my body type, right? 6'10", 230. Long arms, and to me, he's showing me what the pinnacle of that body type can do in the NBA. So I just love watching. I actually go to every time we play Golden State, I go early so I can watch him warm up just to see how he warms up and how he plays and how he moves, and he really is unguardable. It's being almost a 7-footer with this high release that he's got. He's an amazing player to watch, and James Harden is the same way. James is just a different style of player. 6'5", really, really strong. But yet James has been going one-on-one, basically 1-on-5 all season long, and has had a historic season scoring the basketball. So this series, it is between two teams, but it's also between two guys that are really literally unguardable in the NBA. And it's interesting to see how many different types of defensive schemes coaches around the league have come up with to try to slow these two guys down.
And how challenging is it for a player like Klay Thompson to still try to get his? It reminds me of your old Iowa team with B.J. Armstrong and Roy Marble and you trying to get your touches as a transfer from Colorado. How difficult is it to really share the ball in those types of settings?
Yeah, it's a good question. And I think during a regular season when there isn't quite as much pressure on each individual possession, it's easier to kind of float through the game a little bit and get yours here and there. But now in the playoffs, you realize, hey, I got to make an impact on this game. And if I'm not touching the ball enough, it's really hard to get into a rhythm. And that's one of the things that I'm seeing from Klay is that the Rockets' three-point defense has been so good this season. The Rockets were number two in the NBA in defending the three-point line right behind the Denver Nuggets. And so the Rockets have picked up their defense a little bit more, made it a lot more difficult for Klay and Steph to get open looks. And so now I think Klay and Steph are starting to press a little bit more And I think Steve Kerr actually mentioned that the other day, that he felt like his guys just need to relax and just let the game come to them a little bit more and don't press. Because when you're in a shooting slump, the more you press, the worse it gets. But, of course, Clay and Steph are two of the greatest shooters of all time. And so I'm not worried that they're going to be stuck in those shooting slumps forever. In fact, as a Rockets fan, I'm worried that they're going to break out of it here tonight.
NBA champ, former Rockets big man. Check him out now. Terrific NBA color analyst on AT&T Sportsnet in Houston. Matt Bullard with us here on 95.7 The Game. Matt, we know you're busy, but we really do appreciate the time. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Always fun talking to you guys.
I couldn't allow anyone else to ask another question after what Dibs just dropped. Wait, so well and thoroughly prepared, referencing his days at Iowa, transfer. I mean, that was bravo.
Thank you, Coach.
Bravo.
I took shout out bravos in the Lost City. I took a cue from the great Lo Neal in really talking to an interview subject about where they have their deepest and fondest memories. And for Greg Anthony, it was UNLV. And, of course, for Matt Bullard, it was the great days playing for Dr. Tom Davis at Iowa in the early 90s.
It would have been best if you could have followed up with, how's the corn there? Because that's all they grow. And then soy.
I get it. This is an agricultural shot fired from you in the Central Valley to the Midwest.
Absolutely.
Interesting. Absolutely. I didn't realize things like that existed. I thought all of you worked together as farmers, but apparently there's animosity amongst the West Coast and the Midwest.
There's a certain amount of arrogance when you're from the Green Belt, the capital V that you see once you get down there in the San Joaquin Valley. They believe that the only valley is the San Joaquin Valley, and it's the valley that provides all of us so much great food, et cetera.
You're absolutely right.
Thank you.
And they're disappointed in the Midwest back there because it's soy and corn because of the weather. They can't do trees and the almonds and the different things. So they are limited. So I thought you'd throw that in there, too. That would have been kind of just drop the mic moment. But anyway.
Great point. Tips, you did a bit more lacking now that I really had a chance to fully assess the situation.
Yeah, Lo's right. I should have gone all the way to the ag history of Iowa as it pertains to the San Joaquin Valley. Next time, Lo, you can script my first five questions. I appreciate that.
Babs on hold. He wants to hype up Dub Nation.
Please.
Should we give him an opportunity?
Absolutely.
Let's bring it, Bab. Let's go.
All right, Bab. Welcome to the show. Wait until I get done introducing you, and then you can start talking. This is not your first barbecue. Stephen Babb, Vallejo, welcome. Jesus
Christ. I'm excited. I wanted to come with it. First, thanks for having me on in the championship hour. It's an honor and a privilege. Let's go. It's a Wu-Tang Wednesday. Dubs rule everything around me. Stand up from Santa Rosa, shout out Tommy Call, all the way down to Lemoore, shout out Lo Neal.
This isn't an Oscar speech. Hang up. This is not an Oscar speech. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Get the hook.
A lot of
shouting out all these people nobody knows.
Tommy Call, our NFL draft expert.
Tommy Call's great, but, what are you doing?
He was building you up there, Coach.
That's not getting anybody hyped up. I had to shut that down immediately.
We're going hype. Come on. Joe's giving you guys a chance to go hype.
Damn it, Bab. You're better
than
that.
Let's go hype. We want hype the show.
That better not be indicative of the energy level and the focus of this crowd tonight at Oracle
Arena. You made me nervous, Joe. You came at me. You tried to jump.
He's a pro. He calls every day. He's ready for it one way or another. He wants to be on air, so we'll test him a little bit.
All right, guys. You guys button up out there.
Everybody stop thanking us for coming on the air, too. Just get to business. That's it. Come in hot.
Come in hot, guys.
I appreciate that follow-up.
I know, because I'm trying to hype them up.
Caller response.
I'm trying to hype the callers
hype
up,
the
Daniel.
Callers.
Bob in Napa.
Bobby, bring it.
Come on, Bobby.
Bob, welcome to the show.
Robert.
Floor is yours. Fire away.
Let's do it. If you reduce the effectiveness of James Harden, the Warriors win.
Great take. Great take right there. Thank you, Bob. Reduce the effectiveness of James Harden and the Warriors win. Accurate.
Lock that up. He's right.
Somebody defend Harden tonight. If the message hasn't gotten over to Oracle yet, somebody try to slow down James Harden, please. He's the guy with the beard.
That was a hype call, Joe. They were hyping us up. It was a how-to hype right there. Exactly how to go about doing
it. Bobby had something. He was coming with it.
Big Dave in Santa Rosa wants to talk about people dumping trash. Sure. Big Dave, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Warriors, come out and play. I got my Latrell Sprewell lucky jersey on. I said the Warriors covered tonight. I'm on at 6. We're definitely going to get the over 2. And I want to throw something else out there. I loved in the beginning of the show what I caught in terms of people throwing out garbage. One of the worst things ever. You should pull up the clips online of the dudes on the motorcycles picking up garbage off the street after they see people throw it out and throw it back in the car. Pull up those videos. They're hilarious. I'm out.
Thank you, Big Dave. That's how you handle
a
call right
probably,
there.
I probably will be looking up those videos. I like that.
That
pick
was clinical.
Up the trash and then go up to the car and then throw it in the window of the driver. Aggressive.
Yeah.
I'll say that. I'm not going to sit here and promote that. But I'm also not going to not promote it.
Don't know if you want to do that in Oakland.
It's just not recommended.
Be careful in Oakland.
It just is.
What do you say, Dibs?
It absolutely breaks my heart. Sometimes you're driving down my street. I live next to a busy street. Not super busy, but a little bit busy. You're driving down, and a car coming up, and you see out the window, flop, flop, two big bags. It's like, man, what you want to do and what you actually do, there's a wide gulf between the two. But I'll tell you what. It's borderline me throwing out some Mervin's material. I get so angry.
Ooh. From the 925, whoa. Your show is trash. Toss it out the window in Dimms' neighborhood.
925?
That's no text of the day nominee. What's with you guys? That's where my
always,
kids live.
Chilton Autobody text line, 95795, bringing it. Signaling me?
Just reminding you. Just reminding you.
She's doing her job.
You know, just every now and then.
She's focused. She's giving me the heads up because I blow through the
Dibs,
setup. Yeah. For you to just rhinoceros all over that.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something.
Wait, whoa. That's wrong.
I'll get to him. I can't look at both of you at once. So I look at you.
Yeah.
And I tell you to shape up.
Or?
I look at Dibs. Shape up.
Yeah, sorry, Joe.
Bab, shape up. Better than that. Anyone else? There's a guy that wants to talk about grilled cheese. All right, that guy's next.
No.
That guy's next. And that guy's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises. Grilled cheese, interviews, basketball talk, and we'll close it with a losing bet. But first...
Joe Lowendibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
Chaos out there in the lounge outside the studio. Everybody yelling and screaming. Everybody fighting over this game tonight.
Man.
We really stirred the pot.
Yeah.
We should be arrested for, what's the official charge when you incite a riot?
I think it's mayhem. Inciting a riot.
There's actually a crime called mayhem, I believe.
It's crazy, Joe, because me and Guru and Bonte was standing there. This guy, Dibs, that is, says, I don't like this. This is just, I mean, it's interesting.
Yes, the racial undertones.
No. Where were you standing?
Was standing by the door here.
In front of the door as I'm trying to return to my workplace.
Larry,
Mo, and Curly are doing your stooge routine. I'm just trying to shemp my way back in here. It's tough to come back from, I know.
Here's what's going
to
happen. It's Wu-Tang Wednesday. Warrior playoff coverage, 95.7 The Game, presented by Great Clips, proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. We have clearly kicked the hornet's nest that is the Bay Area. People are fired up. People are getting kicked off the air. People are calling. They're screaming on the Chilton Autobody text line. We're inciting mayhem everywhere. Everybody that's out in that lounge is going to be just parading in here for the end of this show. We're just going to bring them all in. We've also got the losing bet 162 today. I'm handing out losers for the rest of the season. Pregnancy simulator, be damned.
Speak life. Don't claim that. Don't claim it. You got this comeback.
Why don't you give me whatever those pills are right there? Maybe it'll help.
Yeah.
Are those your special magic pills?
No, the little aspirin.
It's just Bayer. Why are you walking around with so much Bayer?
I enjoy trying to stay healthy, Joe. I'm like
with
Jimmy.
With Bayer?
Yeah, it's good for the heart. It's the low doses.
To the phones. Senior NBA insider for Yahoo Sports and host of the podcast, Posted Up. With Chris Haynes. Chris Haynes joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Chris, thank you for your time this morning. Greatly appreciated as always. Big game tonight, game 5 at Oracle. You've been covering this team for a while. You've been around them for a while. How do you compare and contrast the gravity of this situation versus some of the other big moments they've had over the last few years?
Well, to be honest, you know, I don't like the Warriors' demeanor. I don't like their... The sense I've gotten over the last two games in which they lost, I see a lack of urgency from the team. You know, it's like, you know, I've studied the locker room. You know, I talked to the players after those games, and what most of them told me was, you know, we've been here before. We'll figure this out. Everything will be all right. We'll be fine. And when I go in the other locker room, when I'm talking to the Rockets players, I'm looking at them. I see urgency, I see aggression, and I see just hunger. And particularly, you know, P.J. Tucker has a lot to do with that, man. Just the way he's getting those offensive boards, you know, down the stretch and getting those extra possessions. I pick Golden State, you know, obviously to win the championship, but I don't like the vibe that I'm getting from the Warriors, especially after these losses. It's almost like the NBA is going to hand them wins because of their abundance of talent. And I just think the Rockets are hungry, and I still expect the Warriors to pull this off, but I'm not as confident as I was before.
Do you think what happened at the end of Game 4 with Chris Paul going behind Andre Iguodala and doing what was cited in your article as, quote, a dirty play, according to some Warriors, does this galvanize the Warriors now for this Game 5 to play with more physicality?
I don't know. I think they should be galvanized just because it's Game 5. You know, I think it's a must-win for them. They should be galvanized just for that simple fact, because there's a lot of uncertainty. If this thing were to collapse prematurely, meaning getting bounced in the second round, there's a lot of uncertainty about this team moving forward, particularly when it comes to this summer. So they should be revved up anyways. But, you know, people's view of Chris Paul hasn't changed for years. You know, there's a lot of players who, you know, feel that way about Chris Paul. So that's not anything new that they found out, or something new that they think of him. So, you know, unless there's a sense of urgency and sense of desperation in this team, I just don't like what I've been seeing overall last couple games.
Wow. Chris, they say a hungry dog hunts best. Is this team doesn't seem like the hunger is there? And what do you think is the direct correlation with that? Is it because of all the success, or is it just it's old hat now?
Yeah, look, I'm not trying to rain on their parade. You know, I still think, you know, they should get this series, but you know, it comes off as a sense of entitlement. You know, like you're going to win, like it's going to be all right. Kevin Durant's going to go for 40. Stephen Curry's going to go for 40. Klay Thompson is due for a explosion offensive game. We can click at any moment. That's true. You can click at any moment. But if your moment is not in these next two games, you're out. Mm. You know, so that's what I'm seeing. Look, when you look over there, look at Houston, man. Man, and the one player I keep talking about, P.J. Tucker.
Yeah.
I don't see that one guy over at Golden State. Draymond's the closest. But P.J. Tucker is imposing his will over there. He said it in my story. I pulled him to the side. He said, there's nobody in the league that can box me out. That's how I feel.
Wow.
And, that's speaking volumes right there. That's pretty bold over there when you got Draymond on the other side over there. And, you know, he said, there's nobody that can box me out. And so, like, until Golden State comes with that level, same level of aggression, it's not going to be good.
Chris Haynes, senior NBA insider for Yahoo Sports, joining Jolo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. How much of what you're witnessing, what you're talking about right now, is related to all the off-season stuff that is coming in the next few months? I know the media and the fans have grabbed onto the future of Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson. It's been a very big story, Draymond Green as well. But how much of that do you think is directly affecting what you're seeing now?
I don't think that has anything to do with it. I really don't. I just really do think that they've been here before. You know, they were down to Houston 3-2 last year. They've been here before. They really think like they can just turn the switch on and dominate. And they have. Like, over the last couple of years, when I was a beat writer covering that team, you know, they were bored in the regular season. In February, they were bored. You remember when Steve Kerr even was bored? He had allowed the players to coach a game in that Phoenix Suns game, something I've never seen before. But it just showed you the level of creativity and innovativeness that he was trying to bring forth to try to get some juice out of that team in the regular season. But then the team showed us that once the postseason came, they flipped the switch. And they've been able to get away with that. And they might be able to get away with that now.
But I just see a very hungry team over there in Houston, a team that has been fixated on the Warriors for about 3 years now. The Warriors haven't been fixated on Houston like Houston has been fixated on Golden State. Remember, Houston tried to go after, Destin tried to go after Andre Iguodala. And, you know, they were trying to do their part in weakening this team. So that's what I'm saying. So the Golden State has to take them seriously. And I know they feel like they are, but I'm just seeing something different. I'm just seeing an extra notch kicked up over in that other locker room.
Senior NBA insider for Yahoo Sports and host of the podcast Posted Up with Chris Haynes. Chris Haynes with us here on 95.7 The Game. Chris, we know you're busy, but you're doing a tremendous job. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We'll catch up soon.
All right, y'all take care, guys. Lo, holler at you later, fam.
My dude. So we do, bro. So we do.
It's nice.
What, Dan?
Will you holler at your bro later? No.
I'm going to give him a call. No, I am. I'm going to give him a shout, text him, take him to dinner. We got to catch up. Me and him, we've been saying we're going to do it. I got to do a better job. Just so many other things going on. This warrior run.
Yeah, you busy guy. You plowed through about four seasons of Game of Thrones in the last 2 weeks. So, you know, can't interrupt all that. There's a lot going on. There's almost nothing going on, to be honest with you. Coming in here, you're already past the Red Wedding, Joffrey.
Yeah.
You're so far into it now. It's like, oh, man, I got a lot going on. No, you know, you can go home, watch some TV, go to bed.
Enjoy the reign of King Tommen, you know, with first of his name, as he will accede to the throne. You'll enjoy that little tenure. It's great. But, yeah, you're not absolutely swamped. Let's be fair. My dude.
Jeremy in Livermore. We promised grilled cheese conversation.
Evil,
apparently,
man.
We're going to get
y'all
it.
Evil, bro.
Jeremy in Livermore, what's going on?
Gentlemen, good morning. Hot take. So, it's been a hell of a series so far. Quick question. What is the best playoff rivalry in the past decade? Is it the Warriors? But Steph, Clay, they get woke today. We take this now. Chris Paul leaves the game with hurt feelings because Big Bro keeps kicking his butt. We take it in five. Grilled cheese take of the week. Just got off the phone with James Harden. He says if they lose in five, he's shaving the beard, telling people he's from Lemoore, only to reveal that there's a grilled cheese hiding underneath that beard. Hey, Lo, holla at you, bro. Go Warriors. Peace.
My dude.
There's a lot going on there.
Boy, these people is crazy.
Almost
man.
None of it made
man,
sense.
No.
Unless you follow this show, and then right. It all made sense. It's a great phone call.
I mean, that was Game of Thrones. He went season after he was going on. He went on.
He did us with a lot there.
He did a lot.
All right, open door policy for the rest of the radio station right
here
now.
We go.
We're going to start parading people in here. Maybe they're excited, maybe they're not. All right, we've created chaos with this show this morning. It's a classic hype show. It's got everyone worked up. There's a ton of screaming and yelling going on out there. Whoever wants to come in can come in. We'll start with this. A nice guy. Nice guy, Stephen Langford, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
You can catch him every morning, 5 to 6, with Anna Kagarakis. Get you guys set for the day. Our leadoff hitters around here. Yeah, you can take that up with him.
I know.
Good job. No, good job.
Why are you laughing?
No, no.
Just, you can catch him 5 to 6.
Yeah.
That's true.
We're doing that in the morning right now.
Coach, the first thing I do at 5 o'clock is turn the speaker down out there.
Absolutely.
You know that.
Oh,
try to keep it fair and honest.
Nice guy.
You were a friend.
Why is it nice guy? What is he, nice? What is this nice guy stuff?
You met me?
It's a nickname he was issued about 3 years ago. I think you missed that meeting.
He also has another nickname that can't be put out on the air.
That's only on Tuesdays.
Is that
Dibs.
The DB?
Yes, it
Steven?
Is. It is. It is.
Yes, it is.
I like that one. What do you got?
But no, my one thing for tonight, we went to game two, right? That's why Cody and I had the shirts on, and we came back, and we were wearing the same shirt. In game two, the Steph and KD MVP chants, they were so half-hearted, right? Like, if you're going to chant MVP, do it. Because there were people doing it with Steph and KD, and they were just like, half of the crowd was doing it, but half was not about it. I don't know. Just chant MVP. If you're really going to do it with a whole heart.
Not bad. It should be thunderous. It should be cacophonous, if that's a word.
There was no
close, but I don't think I have that
cacophonous.
Word. Really cacophonous. I added an R.
There really was no confidence in it, though. It was just MVP.
It's because they wait for the flashing lights on the scoreboard, and it's like a call and response. It's a prompt. It has to be organic for it to truly be voiced.
And he must not have been chanting. He could have stood up and did a little bit more, right?
Why are you calling everybody out? We're trying to get people fired up. You
wasn't that fired up?
Tearing down Anna. You're tearing down Langford.
If he start yelling louder, don't you think that would have helped? He could do more of his job, too.
too.
Melvin, get in here. We're going to have you on as
Toothless
well.
Toothless
Cody, what's going on? What do you think? What do you got for tonight?
Well, those are big words from Lowe. We were actually at Game 2. I don't remember seeing you at Oracle that night.
He felt it. He was too busy feeling it.
Look, I'm on the way out. I'm just going to burn this all down. I think Houston takes Game 5 tonight.
Matt Stein, Mets, 10 to noon. Down with Guru Johnson. I come out. You know, I'm in this bubble in here. I come outside. I always like popping in to see what you and Guru are up to. You're always very locked in, focused on the preparation, focused on your craft. Very serious business heading into tonight. It concerns me a little bit. I was looking for a little bit more confidence.
From me?
Just from the group in general. Guru's usually very excited. You're usually very stoic.
Well, I got a problem with something you said today.
Oh, sure.
Isn't it insulting?
Quiet from the, isn't from it the, insulting? The girls in the crowd.
Isn't it insulting?
I'm not talking about Anna. I'm talking about you two.
Isn't it insulting to Warrior fans to have to tell them, hey, guys, it's a big game tonight. Got to cheer hard. Try to get there early. Let's get there early. Oh, dual event. But let's really get there early so we can really support. I mean, if I were a Warrior fan, I'd be fuming at that kind of encouragement that is just unneeded. You're the Warriors. This is Roracle. You don't have to tell them what to do.
You ever go out, have a good time on the town?
Very infrequently.
Yeah, very infrequently, but you know what I'm talking about. You ever go to a happy hour, get yourself warmed up?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what this is. This is the happy hour. We're getting people warmed up. We're getting people excited. We're getting them lubricated so that they show up tonight nice and loud and ready to go.
All right.
What do you want to Should we hand out library cards and just have everyone go read quietly in the corner?
I like a hands-off approach. Let them do their job. Let them do their job. Lo, who was the best coach you ever played for?
God, so many great ones. The Big Tuna.
Oh, Big Tuna said, here's your job, go do it. And he didn't bother with you then,
Big
right?
Big Tuna traded him after a year.
Did he really?
No, I don't think so.
Hey, by the way.
He did.
He did? Yeah. Did. Why do you like him so much?
He got dealt.
Still a great coach.
He made a great decision.
Hey, Dave, did you ever walk out on a movie?
Yes, I have, Steiny. The movie was called Sicko. My wife thought it would be a good movie for date night. And 28 minutes in, I looked over and said, we are so out of here. Yeah. We went and saw Knocked Up. Much better choice.
Nice.
Sicko, Michael Myers. Yes, Jim and Martha had to move in with their son and daughter because they lost their health insurance.
Should I send Guru in?
Yeah, but level of concern tonight going into the game.
Very
concerned.
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, you're out of wiggle room now. For the most part.
Well, not really, because you could lose and you still have some wiggle room.
It's a must win tonight.
That's what you're going to get 10 to noon today. You're out of wiggle room.
You know what else you might get is a movie called The Cook, The Thief, His Wife, Her Lover. Last movie I walked out on. Just awful.
That's a long title.
Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy.
I got to get out of it. Guys, I got to get out
of it. All right, thank you, Steinmetz. We appreciate you coming in.
It's great popping right there. He really fired me up. No wiggle room.
Put the champagne back on ice. I'd rather have an iced tea, please. If I could have an iced tea. Where's Guru? Guru, Bonte Hill. I know they're floating around. Melvin. Melvin the intern. All 7 feet of him. Melvin, jump on the show. Thoughts about tonight?
As a big man that prides himself on shooting and not rebounding, I think that the Warriors need to shoot well and rebound the ball. On a serious note, though, they need to take care of Eric Gordon and P.J. Tucker. Control those two, and I think they got a good path to success tonight.
Yeah. Reasonable take. Reasonable take.
A strong take.
I love it. As a 7-footer who shoots and doesn't rebound.
He beat you to it because we were ready to run material on the fact that the last rebound he got was in CYO, but he beat us to it, so we can't even run that material.
Bonte Hill, you can catch him today noon at 3. Are you fired up? What's your situation?
I'm not going to lie. Joe Fortenbaugh has been bringing it this morning. I wake up 7 in the morning, pop on the radio, 95.7 the game. Joe's getting everybody hyped. Then I hear Lil Neil talking to Greg Anthony about jerseys and the Raptors. They're running Rebels in 89 and 90. Half our audience wasn't even born yet. The internet wasn't involved. We were still watching videos on VHS tapes. And then Dibs goes to my guy, Matt Bullard, talking about the Iowa Hawkeyes. I'm like, you're losing me here. It's game 5. It's a big night. Anna, I don't want to hear anything about anything else. Yesterday, you're all worried and stuff. Don't be worried. The Warriors know what they need to do. I want to come into this office tomorrow, too, where Joe, Dibs, Lowe's like, hey, Bonte, what's going on? I didn't hear that. I need Oracle deafening is what I'm saying.
All right.
I need it to be loud. Roof off the. So go ahead and make your prop 162. I got to go. I got to do a hit. I'm fired up right
Excellent.
Now.
That's the way you drop in right there.
Excellent. Nicely done.
Excellent take. Excellent. Comes in, agrees with the smart assessment, which is mine, defecates on the other two. One thing about you, though, yesterday he references how you were concerned. We were all concerned yesterday.
Yeah, of
That's
course.
Why it's called puke and rally. We puked yesterday. Mm-hmm. We rallied today.
Feeling better today.
Why did they just knock you two suckers out?
Well, he's sleeping on Roy Marble's double-double he averaged his senior year at Iowa, so he needs to do his homework before he comes down my road on that.
Denzel Washington, a.k.a. Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Sure. Yeah, so in dibs, I look like a preacher, and I take offense to that. You know, I'm a brother, and I got a suit on, but I'm really looking for Stephen A. Smith, so if he needs a hit tonight, Stephen A., your boy is ready. That's why I put on the suit. So, just in case you know, I'm going to represent the game. Because I did see him coming out.
You too pretty. Stephen might say, man, I want this dude taking my job. He might not even do that.
I'm excited about tonight.
Layoffs.
And anybody that says it could be the last one at Roracle, just think about that.
Do you understand the definition of excitement? That's anything but excitement right there.
But I'm wondering if the players, when they shoot these shots tonight, you know, the Warrior players, like if the finality, the totality of if they don't hit the shot and win the game, that could just play into the Rockets' hands.
Well, if Clay hits a three, is he going to immediately give you the crumbs? He's going to show you crumbs? Are you a believer in this whole idea of crumbs?
Mm. No, I'm not, but I think Thanos, who is in the endgame in Avengers, knows Clay left the movie with an hour left, and that coincides with him not hitting his shot. So if I was Clay before game, first movie, 11:30, get out there and just watch that hour of the end games and get your mojo.
Shout out matinee
Good
pricing.
Stuff, Guru. Thank
no,
you
I'm serious. I thought long and hard about that.
Look at this, right?
I saw that story yesterday, and I thought to myself, who's going to be the first to correlate Clay walking out of the movie
with Thanos.
Something happening in the game?
And I started Game of Thrones. I'm on season three, episode three, season
keep
one.
Going.
The cinematography is off the chain. Did I get it right?
Goodness.
Very nice.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I love it.
There are more people in this office just starting Game of Thrones and actually on pace and on track with Game of Thrones.
I love that dude.
You got so many knuckleheads running around here. Oh, man, I just wrapped season
two. Sick them on top
20 people gathering, talking about it, and doing reviews online. And then there's like two people actually watching it in real time.
Joe, I just started watching MASH and Hawkeye's so funny.
Let me tell you about this guy, Archie Bunker. I can't believe he's on TV.
Come on.
Oh, jeez. All right. All right, bet 162.
Just get us a winner. Pick us a winner. Give us a drum roll.
Anna, over, under?
I'm going to go over.
All right. Today's bet, one unit over on Giants, Colorado. Don't feel bad. It doesn't. It's not like you can do any better here.
I try.
Holland versus Gray. You said over, right? So
yes,
I can remember?
I did. Yes, yes.
All right, the over. You're going against the early action.
Uh-oh. It's a contrarian play.
It can't possibly be worse than what I did. What I've been doing, 9.5. The line is 9.5. We're going over one unit, minus 110. Where are we at here?
Go three.
The under's juiced a little bit, so we should be around minus 105 for this. I'll have the official number. Dibs will look it up.
Yeah.
We'll call it 110.
And you're down, what, 1,200 now, roughly?
As we ballpark it. Yeah, let me get you an official number.
Yeah,
why don't you just add that money into the part?
1, 2, 3, 4. I've lost four straight, $1,253. Oh,
wow.
If we're playing the prices right and we're trying to get accurate here.
Boom, boom, ba, boom. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. My goal is to get fired before the end of the season, so I don't actually have to pay off on this.
Wow.
All right, that's it. Somebody get a toaster. Still waiting for the Warriors to get back to us. Get a toaster on the court for the shoot-around. Clay will loosen up. Everything will be fine.
Draws.
If you're going, be loud tonight. Be louder than you've ever been at a sporting event in your entire life. For Dibs, Ann, and Lowe, I'm Joe. We will see you back here tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. to talk about Game 5 on 95.7 The Game.
Stephen A., your boy is ready. That's why I put on the suit. Oh, just in case you know, I'll represent the game.
Warriors, Rockets, Game 5.
It's good! Kevin Durant nailed it!
Coverage starts tonight at 6, tip off at 7:30. Only on 95.7. The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.